Okay. Shol Zev, good morning. How are you? How are you? Good morning. Okay, so let's begin. We're up to Yoel Perek Dalid. We start today a new Perek. Okay, page 250. We start today a new Perek. Mr. Cohen, if it's not loud enough, you'll adjust. You can adjust it. Whatever. Okay? Okay.
No.
Okay, you'll adjust whatever it is, too loud, whatever. Believe that, Allah will see. I'm back.
Who doesn't hear?
I can get a volume control if I want for this.
Who doesn't hear it?
Okay, let's begin. We're up to Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph Kineh Bayamim Hahema Uveis Ahi Asher Ashiv Es Shavus Yehuda VYerushalayim. We're now beginning the story of a continuation of Yemois HaMashiach, or maybe more precisely, Melchemes Goig Umagoig. And it says, Bayomim Hohim, in those days of Esahi Ashoshiv, Hashem says he's going to restore Eshavos, the captivity of Yehuda, VYerushalayim. What's the obvious question? If we're discussing Mos HaMashiach, how come we only mention the kibbutz Goliois of Yehuda?
Which is the Aseret HaShvatim.
And what and
sorry,
Yehuda and Yerushalayim, what about the Aseret HaShvatim?
I'm sorry, it's us, that's Aseret
HaShvatim. Right. Yehuda is just Yehuda and Binyamin. So what about the Aseret HaShvatim? Will they also return? This pasuk, if we take the pasuk literally, it implies that the restoration will only be for Yehuda, Binyamin, the Aseret HaShvatim are never to return. So that's really what he seems to say. However,
they say the ancestors, not descendants. It says clearly, Rashi says it.
Yeah.
Even according to Rabbi Kiva, descendants will return.
Okay, we'll see. Let's see.
They're never going to come back. They're not going to be revived and come back. That's
you, descendants of Yehuda.
Of
Yehuda.
Aseret HaShvatim.
Oh, that's the question. So the question over here is, it says only Yehuda and Yerushalayim. So it's interesting, most of the Mefarshim say Lav Davka. They say, we'll see inside in a few moments, that really the time of Mashiach, it's really Machlekes in the Gemara. It's Machlekes in the Gemara, will the Aseret HaShvatim, will they return or not? So do not take this pasuk as a source that they will not. Because over here he's addressing Yehuda, he's focusing on them. But Enoch and Ami, the same thing will be true for the Aseret HaShvatim. We have to see in Sanu Farshim, each to his own, and how they want to learn this pasuk and deal with the obvious difficulty. What about the Aseret HaShvatim? Let's read a few psukim together.
Can I ask a question first?
Sure.
Did you give any thought to this parent break?
Oh, God.